Well, as you would, one of the sons, someone who's sick, can't put him into the bathtub, so the nurse will wash him up. Right. Okay, all kinds of problems with washing up that way. Schita, how do you don't use your hand, you can't use a cloth, you can't use a sponge. You can use Brillo, but there's no schita on Brillo. Okay. Okay. Ushmul Amar Loitiru Lichot Ilaponer. Okay, so you have kashas, masri. Go ahead.
Chamishuchmer Shabbos, Lamacha Rochets Ben Panavyada Baragba, Abaloko Gufa, Tsuta the Rabba, Tsuta the Rav, Tsuta the Rav.
So you can see a b'risa b'feirish against Rav. It says lo kol gufo, only pono yodav regalov. Amar Rav, no kasha. Why?
Lo kol gufo b'vasachas ela ever.
All it said there was below kol gufo. What mean below kol gufo? You can't go ahead and immerse the whole body at once. But that doesn't disagree with Rav's position, namely, Eiver is okay. So he's interpreting Loko Gufo, meaning Loko Gufo Bevasachas, Aval Eiver would be Mutter. Right. But the text, he's sort of doing violence to the text. The text says, Hoponav Yadav Agaglov. Upon of Yarav Agav Ketoni. So Rav will answer you, Ke'ain Pon of Yarav. It's merely used as an example. You can wash Kogu, you can't wash Kogufo, you can only wash Pon of Yarav Agav, but who are din all other Evorim like Pon of Yarav Agav. Already you see Rav is pushing it a little bit away from simple pshat. No? Toshma.
Tashma lo tira lirchot bechamim shuch merav Shabbos ela panav yada baraglo. Achanami kaim panav yada baraglo. Right. So tashma lo tira lirchot bechamim shuch merav Shabbos. We didn't permit you to wash from merav Shabbos only panav yada baraglo. And here also it's like panav yada baraglo.
Here you have what? Why is this? I mean, the Gemara knew already. Rav's defense. Rav made the defense already once before. He said, Kain Ponavera. So why would he ask again the same thing over again? You have to tell him, Shat, properly the Gemara. He used the word Ella. He didn't have that word before. He thought, oh, now we catch it. Now we caught Rav. Here it says clearly, right? Lo tiru lichos b'chamin. That sounds a little specific. And Rav answered, no, not impressed with the word Ella. Hachaname means Ke'ein Pon Yodav Agav. Means Eiver is okay. Okay, so now what? Now comes the Gemara, and why the Gemara changes the language. You have a kasha now, another kasha on Rav. But now the Gemara terms the kasha as a raya to Shmuel, a raya to Rav's opponent. But this means the same thing, it's a kasha on Rav. Tanya kavosi to Shmuel. Now we bring you a raya to Shmuel, who opposes Rav, who says, oh, ela pon yodav agav, not kol gufo, but eiver. Right? What's the raya? We learned a braise. Chamin shehuchmo eo Shabbos. Lemocho, nu.
Lemocho, rochet ben panav yadav ragov, avalo kol gufo.
Avalo kol gufo eva.
Right, so.
Vein tzoch lo macham shehuchmo b'yom tov, of course.
So, hot water that was heated in Erev Shabbos for the next day, you could wash your face, your hands, and your feet, but not kogufa eiver. You can't do your entire body one limb at a time. And obviously, if it's heated on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it either. Rabba Masnisa La Lahashmaisa. The Rav Lishna Chamishuchum Erev Shabbos Lamacha.
Chamishuchum Erev Shabbos. Right? Lamocho Omarav Roches Baham Kogufo. Umeshayer Ever Echot. He can wash the whole body as long as he leaves out one part of the body. He leaves out what's one Ava, one pinky, one toe. Doesn't say.
Esrei
kol hani tiyuvta. What? We ask all these questions. Tiyuvta. How to learn that? I think the pshat is, we ask all these questions, and these questions are definitive. You can't get out of it the way Rav got out of it. Right? It's tufto, it's a kasha. Here we have an important insight in psak, in halacha. Amalei Rav Yosef Labaye, what? How about Rabbo? Abaye, remember, was adopted by Rabbi Bar Nachmani. He grew up at Rabbi Bar Nachmani's house. Rabbi was the posek achon. Right? What did Rabbi do? Amar Yisrael Labaye, Rabbi ki mikoved kishmaite the Rav. You with me? Go ahead, continue.
Okay, I didn't get that far, but.
Amalei lo yadana.
Amalei lo yadana mai tibayle.
What? He said, don't know. He was asking for Maisa Rav. Why? If Rav agreed with Rav, right, then that would be significant. But degree meaning not theoretically, means halacha lemaaseh. He paskin like Rav, which means he washed himself on Shabbos, b'chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos, right? And just either left out an eiver or did it eiver. Amalei lo yodana. I don't know. I can't give you what first hand evidence, but I don't understand your question. Amalei lo yadina, but mighty boyle. But why are you asking such a question, what Rabbi did? Don't you know that Rabbi always paskin like Rav? Right? But that's not what the Gemara says now. What's behind it is, I know that Rav will pass like Rav, period. That's why I'm asking you. There. But you're asking me, did he do in this case like Rav? Why would he do like Rav in this case? Pshita lo avado itosev. Because, you see, we asked those kashas, he's already been refuted. Based upon the kashas we asked on Rav. So Gemara says what? You have to be careful how you put this punctuation in. Right? Dilma lo shmiyale. Maybe he didn't agree with these kashas. That's how I prefer to learn. Literally, lo shmiyale, he didn't hear it. I don't think you have to learn that way. The term using lo shmeile means I didn't hear it, mean I don't want to hear it, meaning I disagree with it. Dilma lo shmeile, why Rav gave towards it? You don't like the teretz, seemed to be a little a tir dochok. Okay, but it was he gave the teretz. So yes, then if that's the case, vilo shmeile. Then I can tell you what Rav did. I tell you what Rabbi did. He certainly did what like Rav said. Vilo shmeile vaday ovid. then certainly he passing like Rav. Why? Because Rabba always passing like Rav. Except in three cases. Right. Continue. Dama Rabbaya.
Now Rabbaya, call me the Damar Abi Kirav, Bar Mahani Tlat. That Rabbaya says, Mili Damar Abi Kirav, they did it like Rav, except for these three times. The Abi Kishmu, they did it. These three times they did it like Shmuel. Matilin, Mebege, Mebege.
Okay, what are those three cases? Matilin, Mebege, Lebege. What?
Tzitzit.
You know those cases?
That's a pre-construction case, huh?
Yeah, you look up those cases.
I didn't get this far in the Gemara.
Oh, you get that far. Okay. All right. Atila mi beget le beget. Okay. Your Abba Kanfos. They're not indestructible. Right. Your undershirt sometimes wears out. The Abba Kanfos wore out. Right? So, you wear out, and you take off the scissors. And you put it on another beggar, right? No problem. But what if you decided you have one pair of tzitzis and you bought a nicer beggar? Remember, they didn't wear Abba Kanfos only under the shirt. They wore begodim that were Abba Kanfos. I buy a nice beggar, I buy a nice Shabbos beggar, I don't want to spend money to buy another pair of tzitzis. I'll take the tzitzis off this beggar and put another beggar. What's the issue here? Issue here is Bizui Mitzvah. You'll excuse the expression, but this is the language of Chazal. You embarrass the beged by taking away his tzitzis. Mustn't embarrass a beged. You read in the Shulchan Aruch, when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, you cover the challah. Why do you call it a challah? Not to embarrass the challah when you're making kiddush, because hamotzi should come before hagofer. So you're embarrassing the challah. Right? The yekis have no problem. They make kiddush on the challah, so no problem. What's this concept? Embarrassing. The beged embarrassing the challah. It has to do with a broader concept called bizui mitzvah. Treating a mitzvah with disdain or with lack of respect. If you sell your house to a fellow Jew, you can't take the mezuzahs off. In addition, there's a klole, the rabbanon made a klole, terrible klole, bury your children if you do that. Why? The idea, this house has a kedusha because of the mezuzah of it. It's identified as such. Go up on Harabayas, which you should go when you go there to Israel. As you walk along the perimeter, right, and you come to, I think they refer to it as Solomon's Stables. Yeah. Maybe some 20, 30 feet before. Look down on the ground. And you'll see the paving stones have a mezuzah cut out. They took the stones from a Jewish house. Mm-hmm. See, in the Eretz Yisrael, the milling was, you chisel out in the stone, you see the mezuzah is chiseled out there. Yeah. If you're sensitive, the emotional reaction is, it's a bazillion. It's only a stone, but the stone once had a mezuzah in it, with Shem Hashem, with Shakai written on it. That's part of the concept of Bizui Mitzvah, which we'll discuss in detail now. Right. That's matilin mi beged le beged. Right? And the next halacha, in what's the next halacha? Umadliki mi nail le nail. Nail Shabbos?
Chanukah.
Huh? Chanukah. Chanukah, no good. Hanukkah is also Teranoah, so we can't do that.
Right.
The what?
Okay.
So we talk about Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Right? Your mother lights a candle, and the candle's lit. Can I take a candle and light? It's all, we skipped it, and get to it. It's all in Bama Madlikin. It's covered in. If you want to take a quick look. Okay. When you said Hanukkah, I mean, you went wrong on Hanukkah. I was just correcting you in the halacha. Your mother wants to light the next candle from the candle that's lit, no problem. You paskin madlikim in nail the nail. You don't give it why. It's a little bit bezoyan. You take a nail which is already an nail shal mitzvah. You lit it, right? So mashabes medik with it. How about Hanukkah? Hanukkah because as Isa Anor from the there, the mini Yisrael. The halacha may be very right. The halacha would be that madlikim nail the nail. That is you're not. It's not considered a bizoyer. Nevertheless, halacha lemaisa we don't do for Hanukkah, for Shabbos yes, for Hanukkah yes. I'm sorry, for Shabbos yes, for Hanukkah we don't madlikim nail the nail.
For Hanukkah right? We don't madlik from
the. Huh?
For Hanukkah we don't take.
No, you have a Shabbos, right?
Well, that isn't the Shabbos Shemir.
Oh, no. I mean the Ner of Mitzvah you don't use to light it. No, you wouldn't light the first candle, right? And then take the other candle and light it and put it in. Right? Or take that candle which you lit for Mitzvah and use that as a Shabbos. Instead, our many Yisrael developed, we use an outside candle, right? You with us? Like all over, right? I think it's widespread. Okay, and next one, Madlikin, then we beg it, le beg it, right? And Madlikin, we nail the nail, Valocha, Krapshim, and Begirero. Rav said, A Madlikin, and Valocha, Krapshim, and Begirero. What's that? Famous case, famous machlokis. Dovah shenim is kavin muto. Right? What's greira? Well, you're slipping a lawn chair that's not too heavy, but you're too lazy to pick it up. You slip it along. If it's so heavy, then bada, it'll make a charitz. It'll make a furrow in the ground. Then that's enim is kavin psikresha. But if it's something that, yes or no, it might very well do that, get caught on a little rise and make a furrow on the ground, but that you don't intend to do, especially if it's the front lawn, you don't want to rip up the grass. Therefore, Zobashen Miskavein, not poto, but muto. You can do it. In those three places, Shmuel Pasnak Rab Shimon, right? Rab Pasnak Rab Yehuda, and likewise he passed Ein Matim Begel Gegen, Ein Malikim Minel Lener. So what you're asking the question, what did Rabbi do in our sugya about Rechitza? That's not one of the three things where he paskened against Rav. So surely he paskened like Rav. And Vidi Gemara and Lav Davke. Kechumre de Rav of it. In all those cases, Shmuel was the Mekel and Rav was the Machmir. Oh, he wouldn't go against Rav, who was a Machmir. But when Rav is a Mekel, who says he passed like him? In our case, Rav is the Mekel. He's the one that's Matir. So Rechitzas Kogufo Eber Eber, or Rechitzas Kogufo Chutzmi Eber. There is no right that he passed like Rav. Kechumre de Rav of it. Kikule the Rav lo of it. Okay, you with us? I'd like to elaborate on this sugya, one because it's otherwise going through it like I got it. I decided to. We'll spend some time because it's a mitzvah, most likely deraisa. According to many rishonim, we'll see the isuk known as bizui mitzvah. Shlote mitzvos bezuyos olav. Anyone remember where the ikum okori of that mitzvah is? You call bumping into some place in your life.
Sefer Torah.
Kisui hadam. Remember what?
No, that was Sefer Torah. You have a Sefer Torah.
What does it say? Shlo yechase beregel. You went down. You have to. It's a mitzvah. Kisui hadam. He said, want the blood to be covered. So you kicked the soil over the dam, you know. No. So you have Shalote mitzvah, he says, that is the avu and the kulun dam, as Imo says, the key mitzvah from which all other halachos of bizui mitzvah stem from is this halacha of shelo yechase beregel. Okay, the tape is on, so I would like make a statement that I hope others will get a chance to listen to. There's an issue of bizui mitzvah. And machlokes was the reise of the rabbanon. But bizui of Torah, or bizui of Am Yisrael, is vaday the reise. Something happened over this weekend. I got something in the mail from the Rabbinical Council of America on brain death. I want to call your attention to two things. This involves people in our yeshiva. Basically, it has the imprimatur of Rabbonim, Rav Shechter, Rav Willig, Rav Bleich. So I want to make a clear statement. All three are mevazeh the Torah. Okay, not nice and clear, so you don't understand. Ask again. The Mavaza Am Yisrael Chil Hashem. What's the key point? They said you're allowed to take an organ from someone else, but you can't give an organ to anybody. There's no way that the halacha can allow such a statement. What's the logic? Logic is that the person who's brain dead is really alive. So the fellow, they took the organ from him. Somebody killed him. That's none of your business who killed him. The organ is now available, so you can take the organ. You go into Macy's, to Walmart, and you see lined up hearts, lungs, livers, right? Whoever wants to buy can come and buy a heart, lung, liver. Then indeed, maybe it's none of your business how it got there. But you have to be primitive in your understanding of what's going on in medicine, a longer liver, heart has to be matched exactly to the recipient. The recipient is waiting there for a liver. So something becomes available. Why? Someone who matched it, and now he's brain dead. So these three rabbanim say he's alive. But if you want to go ahead and kill him, I'm going to go and kill him. You're my hitman. You don't go ahead and kill him. I tell you, go kill him, because I have a recipient of the same match. I want you to kill this man at this time when I'm ready for him. And one of the famous halachas that people don't forget, ain't shliach dvar avero, but by retzicho, yesh shliach dvar avero. So the one who sends him, the rab who passes that way, is a murderer. Okay. Anyone want to clarify what I just said? Make sure you understand what I mean.
So, okay. I thought Rav Schechter's psak is that it's a suffix. Because it's a suffix, you can't act. He doesn't say vada, the person's alive. I've heard him give shir on this. It's a suffix if they're alive or dead.
No, he didn't say it. Listen, see, that it was a suffix. He said a vada. You're wrong. That's number one. But that's irrelevant. The issue is, can you now, in this society where we live in, can you issue such a psak that a fum Jew cannot give his organs to anybody, but he can take organs from anybody?
A fum Jew who's living cannot go and donate?
A fum Jew who is brain dead. The family cannot donate. All right, they get a little more scientific fact. Heart, liver, lung can only be taken from a brain dead patient. You with me? Kidney can be taken from a patient who's also cardiac death. Brain dead and cardiac. Someone has said tainus, some rabbonim, that cardiac death is enough. Cardiac is not enough. Cardiac death has no position in halacha, really. Not everyone knows. I can take your heart out and then be mechayim esim, but put another heart in. So like Alicia, I can do better. There's a guy in Colombia, Alicia, what was mechayim two mesim. He does it twice a day, three times a day. In heart transplantation, you take the heart out, the guy's dead. You put another heart in, he's alive again. Right back. What kind of business? I'll be leaving. Okay.
These three rabbanim are saying that that a family cannot give from a patient who is brain dead, but could receive from a patient who's brain dead.
Correct. Clear.
Was another
clear?
From Jew?
Huh?
Was it another?
Sikh applies to non from Jews as well. Okay. It applies to Goy as well. Okay? You can't do that. That's a Bizu Torah. And if Chazal are worried about Eva, about hatred, we're Matir Isuri Daraisa because of Eva, you're going to go past such a child, if that alone, besides the fact that the facts are wrong. Facts wrong meaning a brain dead patient is dead, and there's no problem of moving organs from brain dead people. Anyone understands a little bit? Rav Willig, 2 years ago at a conference in Colombia, I presented on brain dead, and he was invited to be a part of a panel discussing the presentation. He goes up there and Machal Shem Shemayim by saying, well, if brain dead is dead because he can't breathe, then a polio victim who's running around, meaning he's married, he has children since he got polio, but his diaphragm is being activated by an electric current, by a battery, otherwise he'd be dead, so he's already can't breathe. And since brain dead is brain dead because it cannot breathe, because the Gemara in Yuma says, what? That Yipach Baba Ruach Chayim, that death is determined by respiration, and this fellow is dead, so you should be allowed to kill him or whatever. I mean, this in front of an audience of doctors and medical students. there are areas of halacha where you have to understand the halacha, of course, but you have to understand the facts of the halacha. We learned in Maseches Nida, Rab Zeira stopped passing shailos on Hilchos Nida, on Maras Hadam, because he didn't understand the advancing science of Babel. Babel was then publishing on menstruation, whatever it is. He says, if Tivul lo yadana, halacha yadana, I don't understand the nature, how can I pass in the halacha? Okay? That's loud and clear. Next, one more point. I just read through quickly last night, I'm coming home from a chasana. I already got to it last night. There. They go and says, how could my shver of Paskin, that brain death is kosher, brain death is death, when he wrote that when Barnard, the first heart transplant, that Barnard wrote that when Barnard did it, my shver wrote, it was double murder. But since he took the heart from a brain dead patient, why did the shver call it double murder? It's only one murder. They killed the recipient because there was no chance of his living. They didn't know the immunology. There was no immunologist on the team even. That's why everybody died in the beginning until they stopped and managed to come up with the immunological science, namely to match the organs properly. Yeah. So big kashi, why do you call it over? First of all, a year and a half before I published in Tradition the Barnard case, and I called it double murder. Israel took that lotion from me. Why is it double murder? Because don't bother to read. Because the recipient was not brain dead. He was in coma. He was in persistent coma. That's why it's double murder. Fellow in coma, you can't take his heart out. He has to be brain dead. They didn't have the concept of brain dead then. But then, unfortunately, because the donor was a black man and the recipient was a white man in South Africa, it was a big problem how you make such a transplant. That's the truth. But in our Torah, black man and white man are the same. And a tzicha, a goy, and a non-goy, a Jew is the same. Okay. So I'm looking for opportunities. I don't know how to handle the problem yet. They sent out to all the rabbonim, the whole RCA membership, 1,000 people. I'm not prepared to do that. But I'm prepared to look for venues where I can get the message in. So I figure, they say, how do you spread news in this world? You go by telephone or telegraph or tell a woman. I'm counting on telling of a yeshiva, speaking about another Rosh Yeshiva, the word should spread. Okay. All right. Any questions? And Mitchum, maybe we'll take off to go through the whole thing. I haven't gone through the whole thing yet. I don't know, but it's just full of amaratzis. The author, the one who's the so-called author of the report, Rabbi Bush. I'll just make one statement. I met with him for lengthy periods. I've been a Rosh Yeshiva for 60 years. I don't remember meeting a Talmud who had such difficulty understanding the halacha or the science. Okay. Let's go.
Halachic organ donation is okay?
What?
Halachic organ donation?
Yes. He's been bombarding me with telephone calls. I haven't returned them yet. Right? He's out of business. Okay. Bobby Berman, and really someone who devoted his life to this. Yeah. But that's irrelevant. The halacha remains. Why? Rabbanus Harosh is paskin like I pask. Most likely, Rabbi Israeli pasuk likewise. Anyone who needs a heart, lung, liver for a member of his family will pass him like I pass him, not like he pass him. That's the tragedy. That's the bizoyon. That's the bizutova. You can't do that. Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, who's the best posek in Eretz Yisrael today, pass him the way we pass him. Okay, you had your hand up first. Loud and clear.
I'm just curious, what was their argument about? What was their argument? I mean,
whether you can take out the heart, the liver from someone whose heart is beating, but whose brain is dead. Okay, let me now explain, which they don't understand what brain dead is, and the slightest idea. Okay. Take a rubber band and put it tightly around your finger, right, and leave it there till next year, tomorrow, right? You'll end up with only four fingers. Why? If you cut off the circulation, human tissue dies. Brain dead, most common cause of brain dead, is a fellow went through the windshield, car crash. If you want to increase the number of organ donors, you have to outlaw seatbelts.
Or motorcycle
helmets.
Huh? Or motorcycle
helmets. Right. Okay. That's the main source. That's why Eretz Yisrael has been bumped out of the International Bank, because they have the highest, outside of Japan, the highest accident rate. And they don't contribute to the International Bank of organs. As an international bank, you can get a heart from England, etc. If you can get the heart, I think the time limit is only 4 hours. If you can get the heart, so when they had the Concorde flying, they used to deliver organs in transatlantic. So what happens when you go through a windshield? The skull stops. The brain doesn't stop. The brain continues to move and hits up against the skull.
Concussion.
And when you bump your knee, the knee swells. When you bump your brain, the brain swells. When it swells, the blood pressure in the pressure in the skull is higher than your blood pressure. So no blood reaches the brain. That's why the emergency treatment for such a car accident or a motorcycle accident is to drill a hole in the skull to relieve the pressure. That's you do that in the emergency room. You only have a few minutes to do it. When you cut off the blood supply, the brain dies. The brain dies in 4 minutes. So it has, brain tissue dies in 4 minutes. Because the blood has oxygen in it, the brain has blood in it, so it stays alive a little longer. Until the oxygen is used up, then 4 minutes later, the cells die. Period. That's a fact. You can argue with it. Kashrus or Tirutzim. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chukim. That's Elohim speaking. That's the laws of nature. Period. Therefore, if the brain is dead, the only chiddush I contributed to this whole field, I coined the term physiological decapitation. The Mishnah says you cut off a man's head, he's dead. There, by the way, these Rabbanim are arguing about that. But maybe it's not Lalach. Maybe without a head, he's also alive. And if you want proof of that, you can read the Psak. You see that people without heads can also be alive.
And we have a lot of instances in the world today where people without brains are alive.
Huh?
There are a lot of instances in the world today of people without brains who are alive.
That's it. That was the time that a brain dead means dead. Then a kohen can't come into the shir. Okay. Therefore, we're dealing with that reality. Are you willing to accept that a decapitated individual is dead? And we're willing to accept that the brain is devoid of oxygen for a length of time.
It's two
and they bring their patients, it's at least for 4 or 5 days that they're devoid of oxygen before you can do anything and talk about organ donation. That's the question right there. So we had the one who deserves credit for really analyzing and popularizing this thing. I came up with the Shaila to my Shreya. Actually, Shaila was asked of me from Mount Sinai Hospital, when can you take a man off the respirator? Nothing to do with organ donation. A guy's on a respirator, and the heart is beating, and the lungs are being inflated, but his brain is dying. You can take an x-ray and see pieces of the brain are falling apart. So I don't know, when can you take him off? Yeah, nothing to do with an organ donation where you have also the pressure to save someone's life. But that was before organ donations were a matter of reality. We didn't. It was like the Barnard case where there was no really possibility to do organs. There's where Rabbi Feinstein Paskin, that a beating heart where the brain is dead is not a sign of life. If the lungs are being inflated by a ventilator, not by autonomic breathing, and even though the heart is beating, the patient. It's an important concept that the doctors had trouble with until they came up with what's called the Harvard criteria for irreversible coma. Yeah. And that's a lot of years have gone by on this thing. Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if with a smile on his face, has an Eretz Yisrael, heart transplants. We have a rule here in America. If you don't do 9 transplants a month, don't go to that hospital. They're not experienced. They need teams to work. You got a whole bunch of people work at the same time. You have to have a ballet in order to do it well. Now it's a soil, they do it once or twice a year, 3-4 times a year. And Baruch Hashem, their mortality rate is better than America. Yeah. But that's Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgochet. Okay, people getting a feel for what the issue is. We don't want a critical issue. Whether it'll make the papers, it'll depend. Will a newspaper pick it up and call me for an interview? That'll be the fact. I would rather not. I'd rather that we're in good shape. What I mean to say is, in Eretz Yisrael, they pass where you're supposed to pass. In America, God forbid, whoever needs one will suddenly pass like we pass, not like they. So what then? It's a theoretical thing. Theoretical, I can let it ride for a while.
Is Rebbe worried about that Jews seem like takers rather than givers?
Like what?
Jews seem like takers rather than givers? That they're not willing to give an organ, but they're willing to take an organ? Is that what Rebbe's afraid of?
I'm afraid of the Chilul Hashem and the anti-Semitism that a Jew takes and doesn't give.
But Rebbe, if that's the halacha, then...
Huh?
I mean, let's say it's a Chilul Hashem that, I don't know, anything that Goyim don't agree with, just because they don't agree with it, that doesn't make it... doesn't mean you paskin another way.
Doesn't make what?
I mean, if halacha is halacha, but Goyim think it's a Chilul Hashem, they don't eat pork, let's say. The Goyim think it's a Chilul Hashem, so what? We're not going to start eating trains because they think it's backwards. So meaning, if you really think
I'm not willing to go to the next sentence you used. I just want you to realize that's a reality. Okay?
That's a bizarre one you're saying for the Goyim, okay?
And it says, two psukim, one which we learned together on Davayin Hay. Right? Pasuk said, "Ba'omu, rakam chocham benovon hagoy hagadol hazeh." That's a chiyuv. Rav Yochanan says, therefore, it's a mitzvah. Right? They shouldn't say such a thing.
That doesn't trump halacha, though.
It all.
No, halacha is a machloket. Oh, it's the bottom line.
I'm not sure. It doesn't trump halacha.
Trumps halacha. Yes. So the Goyim think it's bizarre to eat treif. We eat treif now.
Listen carefully. If you tell me that the first time someone's going to do that, namely, take a goyish heart right, and put it into a Jew. And the next time, like we had the case of the Lubavitcher Rov in California, where he was waiting for a long, and the woman who received the lung was the one that was in, had the legal authority, and she refused to allow a relative who was brain dead to give a lung to the his name just skips my mind in a minute, of Zaitchik, of Zaitchik. The Chil Hashem that made. Why? She didn't give it because of her passing her not to do it. But you yourself got such a lung. We can't do that. I'll tell you la halacha. If it meant the Evo, that not only do Jews make off with your money, like made off with your money, it also makes off with your heart, then I would ask for organ transplant the way they pass. Then it's also for Judah because he's endangering the life of every Jew in the world. Yeah, that's your pass that way. You talk about serious stuff.
So you'd be more comfortable if they also all transplant receiving and giving across the board.
Devon?
You'd be more comfortable if they made all giving and taking
either
the
either or. If you're convinced that you can. This business. They took it out. It's none of my business. They didn't take it out. You told them to take it out. You told them I want the heart out by 3 o'clock because my recipient has his chest open, right, at 2:59, and I need a heart at 3 o'clock to put it in. Which heart? This heart. This man.
But if that guy's
so you're my hitman.
But if that guy's a donor, well, let's say you refuse let's say I match up. Let's say I refuse to get it. That guy's an organ donor. They're going to harvest his organs regardless.
Later.
Right. No?
I believe.
Say it again?
Let's say a person's brain dead.
Yeah.
And I need an organ. Now, and I say, okay, we match up. The immunology works out. Where I can get this guy's heart, let's say. And this guy is a registered donor.
Yeah.
Now, let's say I refuse last minute to get the heart. If that guy is an organ donor, will they not harvest his organs regardless?
They'll give him to someone else.
They'll
give it to somebody else, yes?
We had such
so
cases.
They're going to do it regardless.
So
how am I causing that guy's death? Let him answer, please. How am I causing that guy's death if I refuse the organs? If they're going to harvest his organs regardless. And there's 15 other people in line. So whether it's me or somebody else, there's 14 other people in line waiting for the organs. So how am I causing that guy's death?
Okay. We learned that together also. Right. Agosis, the Tshuva I did, they read from the Dibbos. Yochayev Misa, if you kill a man who's 20 years old who could live another 70 years, 80 years. You can get Misa if you kill a man who has one more minute to live.
But not a
trefa,
though.
That's a trefa problem.
Trefa's
you don't mix
no,
the
no.
Irrelevant to our discussion, right? Therefore, when I call you up, you're the transplant surgeon. I say, okay, fella, I am ready. I have my team together. We are going to open up the donor at 4 o'clock. I want you to have the heart ready for 4 o'clock. This guy is alive, according to the other poskim, right? And he can live another 5 days. And I go ahead, and I take out his heart. I kill him. Real tzich, chayav misa, we to aid him, no problem.
So you say he's dying sooner than he would otherwise?
You kill him, it's a hitman situation.
According to the
Ramat Torah. Tuvia, we got involved in what your father already spent a whole night analyzing that tshuva. Just made a few interesting comments. Our people, but my excuse for introducing this thing was our sugya of bizui mitzvah now. Okay, so I want to make a kal v'chomer. if Bizu Mitzvah is also, then Bizu Torah, Bizu Am Yisrael, and Chilul Hashem is certainly also. Okay? Shimon, you got it all down?
I already understand. It's recorded.
Yeah, it'll be up on the end.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, if I hire hitmen to kill somebody.
If you what?
If I hire a hitman to kill somebody.
Yochai Misa.
And that hitman kills him.
It's what, huh?
And that hitman.
Yeah. Yochai Misa B'dei Shemayim.
Right, Beit Din won't touch me, though.
What? But
Shliach Misa.
But what? That halacha of the Ain't Shliach Bar Avera doesn't apply to the Tzicha.
If it applied to Ritzicha, then why doesn't Beit Din kill me?
Because you don't deserve to be killed. The person deserves to suffer 5 years with cancer of the brain. That's the analysis the meaning is. What do you mean you don't? If you kill an Uber, you're potter, and a goy is chayev. So Tosfos asks, Yomru mitzvah chamura.
They're more machber than we are.
Right.
How could a goy be more machber than Am Yisrael is? How could that be? Right.
So Miri answers, that's because killing an Ubo would never do anything to you, right? Such a heinous crime that the Arba Mises Bezin can't be applied. It doesn't make sense to apply Arba Mises Bezin. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a better deal. I can't go ahead and give a guy injection of cancer cells to give him cancer, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows how. We got a wonderful Torah. Sensible, logical, rational, functional. Okay, let's get to work. So, you want to give out? You know, I'd say do some work. Okay, here's a trivia. How you feeling? Your mother sent you some oranges. That's gonna cure everything. Yeah. But you have to eat it with the shells.
Sure.
Okay. This the Chayodom. Went ahead and introduction to Mitzvah Hashem gave a whole list of things that you have to checklist if you're doing a mitzvah properly. That checklist is just listed. So there was a nice fellow, happens to be my grandson, right? The Rosh Kollel in Palo Alto. What's his name? Avraham David Leibowitz. His brother is he's also from Baltimore. His brother is a Muslim from us. His brother is a Rovin in the Five Towns. What's the brother's name here, Toby?
Aryeh.
Huh? Aryeh Leibowitz. Yeah. Anyway, he put out a sefer just on that one simon of the Chayodom, taking each of the points of the Chayodom and doing a shir on each one. Wonderful, wonderful, the whole sefer, wonderful work. It's called Nesiach B'chukecha. One of the chiyuvi mitzvah, and the Chayodom explains it, is to avoid bizui mitzvah. Shalote mitzvah bizui yosolot. Okay. The language of the Chayodim is Zehu Kvod HaBori Yisborach Asaseh. Okay. So let's learn this together. You'll see what a nice job it is. You see how much is Togeos Halocha Lamaisa in so many areas. Rebir Inyo Zeh Kedai lahatik loshon haRambam, an end of Hilchos Shechita, shemechase lo yechase beraglo elo biyodo, o besaken o bekli, that's an aloche, shelo yechase beregel, right? An kisui hadam, shelo yinag bo minag bizoyom, viyu mitzvot bizuyo solom. Here's the loshon haRambam. Ein hakovo lasmon shel mitzvos. What mitzvah? You think a mitzvah cares? We have COVID, not COVID. What's happening? Elo lemi shetziva behen bochu vetzileinu milamashesh b'choshech. This is loshon haRambam. Unbelievable language. You shouldn't fumble around in the dark, stumble in the dark, like a blind man. Ve'orach osonu ner liyasher hamakshim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu provide a light, right, to straighten out the crookedness. V'ol lahoros nesivos hayosher, chen omer ner laragli dvorecha, v'ol nesivosi. L'chura divya Rambam t'muim, heichon reinu bedin zeh shalotei mitzvot zuyus, shun kvod habor izborach, lo kvodo shal mitzvah atzmo. Question is homiletic. Of course, no mitzvah deserves kavod. Mitzvah deserves kavod because it's Tzivu Hashem. That's clear, right? But because he has a point to make, so he introduces it that way. It's really a homiletical style or pedagogical style. Right? So you ask the question. Who says that the mitzvah deserves kavod? Kodesh Baruch Hu deserves, the mitzvah doesn't deserve kavod, only Kodesh Baruch Hu deserves kavod. Mitzvah also deserves kavod. But the answer to that is no, mitzvahs don't deserve kavod. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu deserves kavod. But look what he brings a beautiful, I mean, his contribution is the bekiyus that he has. Baruch Hashem is really a very impressive Talmid Chacham. He's been learning all the years, hasn't done much else. There, and write beautifully, you see. And then the koilel in Palo Alto, by the way, is an impressive koilel. Only like 10 or 11 in the koilel. But they learn till 3 o'clock in the koilel, and then they're out in the field. Major keyboard. That's where the money comes in. People are willing to support that kolo because of the communal activity they have. And they're willing to learn one-on-one when once we're in Torah. Very nice. Lo Almon Yisrael. That's who gave us a Torah that impresses our people. And people are willing to sell the Torah, willing to disseminate it. As I like to say, if not, the idiots will inherit the earth. Either we do it, or the world is lost. Mitzinu b'chdushech sam sofer, right, shemeforesh das haRambam, based upon the Ramban, Ramban al haTorah, the inyan shel kisu adam, hu sharuchos vashedim miskapsim, when this hot blood hits the ground, right, all the shadim come. Umagid likazdim haasidus, and the fortune tellers, whoever they are, use that opportunity, right, to do their prophesizing for the future. Lochein tziva kodesh bochu lechasosim ba'ofer. So suddenly, this is the greatness of our Torah. Kisu Adam, Kovod Adam, it's not nice because blood it represents life. It's not nice to leave it around on the gutter. Right? He said, no. It's an act against Avodah Zarah. Raman's different inside. It's an anti-Avodah Zarah action. Nimso the mistabo tveid sheyichase baraglov linog bizoyon kmo shogahem kovod. Then if it's there, kovod, we should, on the contrary, spit on it. Vim nischase beyad ho adra b'nire kenosem kovod. Lochein kosav ha-Rambam shelo la-ha-mitzvah on anosem kovod. Elamit shel siva es ha-mitzvah. Kein zeh matzino b'sefer ha-reidim. Shehevi mi-medrash tanchuma parsha v'higash. Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai yema kodesh baruch hu. Hevu mechabdin mesamitzos shehem shluchai u'shluchu shel odom kamos. You hear that? They are my shluchim. And the shluch represents the mishalayach. Im kabadata osam, kila li kibadata. Vim bozisa osam, kila bozisa. That's what, that explains what the Loshon HaRambam. It's all it's a beautiful way to be masbir. So that's what the Rambam said. Remember, you mechabed me by taking care of my mitzvos. Remember, we have all kinds of halachas there, which specific mitzvos make it prominent, because it's a focus on one mitzvah, but applies to all mitzvahs. Al Yavaz Vez Yosef Mechomesh. I have a problem. We'll have to do a mitzvah. What's the price of a mitzvah? I'm a poor man. I need an esrik for sukkahs. For me to buy an esrik for sukkahs, I have to give every penny I have in the house. I got to sell my dishes. There's no way I could buy an esrik at the price that they charge $150 an esrik. And yet you want a hodo also. Neila, tamen esrik chachri. When you finish, you can eat it at least. But our shloim, we can't even eat. They're too bitter. So come to Rab Chazal and say, Alevad Yosim Chomesh, only don't spend more than 20% of your. For what you have. Everything has a shield. Why? Quote Odom also counts. I also count. There's a quote Odom, there's a quote Mitzvah, the quote Hashem. Gotta put them all together and make out of it a Derech HaChayim, a way of life. That's why without the halacha we don't know what to do. Hey, see, this really what a wonderful summation, gathering together the information. And suddenly, I don't know what taki is bishul mitzvah. I give you a shaylet. Shaylet comes up often by people, usually bali children. Shiva boys have no problem. You're putting on tefillin, right? The strap of your tefillin, right? What happens to when you put on your tefillin? Where's the strap go?
Floor.
On the floor?
Yeah. Just keep it on your bag. On the chair, on the table, the chair.
Do you or not?
I do.
Is it busy mitzvah to let the ritzur go on the floor? Okay. I'll show you the potatoes. They are going to say, no, that's not acceptable. What's Bizu Mitzvah? What you think is Bizu Mitzvah is Bizu Mitzvah.
To drag the tzitzit on the floor.
It's socio-economic also. Right? There's a human factor in Bizu Mitzvah. I want you to call Bizoyo. Right? Yeah. I grew up in a shul where there were signs in Yiddish. Right? Nish, spine off the floor, Order or Board of Health. All in Yiddish. So what did they have? They had spittoons all over the shul. And people came over to the shul. In the shul, that's what you do. Perfectly acceptable. Right. No more. I haven't seen a shul with spittoons in a long time. Right?
Before
30
years.
You saw it sometimes?
They were before 30 years.
Yeah. So there's a socioeconomic component to Bizu. That's the analyze. That's why it's worth the effort. Yeah.
So the Chol Rav, when these women get up and say, you know, it's a bizayon that women aren't rabbis, it's a bizayon that a woman can't get an aliyah, it's a bizayon that a woman's not shliach tzibur, it's a bizayon that they're not, you know, laying the Megillah, technically it's allowed to do, so why don't we say socioeconomic considerations, bizayon, the goyim think that we're sexist, so
but
that we're, let all that be the case.
Okay, but there's a need. To go there's a need to go to the next step. They mean, so what is the answer? Find me a moko. Don't give me, you know, bright ideas. Show me if you find a moko in halacha. That's what he did. He went ahead and found mekolos in halacha, and now we can put it together. Once we get all the details, you'll see. We can answer all those questions. He says, look, there are seven kinds of bizu mitzvah. Zayin ofanim shel bizu mitzvah. The Sefer Charedim, Chilei Din Zeh LeZayin Klolim, right? And then the Hosef, Tamecho Ad Al Pi HaKabbalah. I see I cut off a few late. I thought I did a good job covering it, but all right. One. The mitzvah looks the same thing. You don't do anything to the mitzvah. You didn't behave properly. If you're doing a mitzvah, there's some kind of body language that goes along with the mitzvah. Right? That's what you're talking about. The body language has to show it too. Second, so you base what an a mitzvah mitzad echos asioso molikicha devacha beder bizoyon. Okay, what is he referring to? Give examples.
Lulav.
The lulav. It has a lot of these brown things, these dried leaves and so on. I don't like it on my hands. I put on gloves before I. Kichal devache is because if the mitzvah were choshev to you, you see what people from milchoshev, they take the essing lulav and they kiss the essing. Well, to show the chshivus of the mitzvah, right? Then. Shelo yishtamish, that's what the word should be, beguf ha-mitzvah, l'tzorcho. I realize the mitzvah is Kodesh Baruch Hu's area where he's functioning. I have to leave myself out. So you like Ne'er Chanukah? That's a good time, right? Since you were, Chanukah is a very good time to go around the shuls to collect tzedakah, right? So you sit down after Chanukah, you start counting the money. The house, the room is dark, the Chanukah lights are burning. So using the Chanukah alerts, right? The Ratzo Smo is connected to the Chanukah. Four, Hamabaz mitzvah mitzad kvod gufo, kilo gufo mechubo yosa mea mitzvah. Where do you have this halacha? Well, it's true. The gufo mechubo yosa mea mitzvah. Quickly, boys. Good thing. Where is it where the halacha says that your goof is more mechubed than the mitzvah? Come on, boy. Hashavas Aveda. Zokei Menil Tichvodo. It's potem Hashavas Aveda. It's a mitzvah. Right. So now Kodesh Baruch Hu goes ahead, right? and defines kovod habrios as also a factor. Kovod habrios is also a factor in mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to have kovod habrios. Therefore, what's the test? What if it would be your object? You went ahead and you found a bag of apples, or rather a carton of apples, right? And it was being, it had your name on it. It was being delivered to your house. Would you pick it up, put it on your back, and walk with it? No, they didn't have to do anyone else either. But if it were yours, you would pick it up, and you got to pick up everybody else also. It's not for my COVID. Obviously, if it's worthwhile, becomes worthwhile for, even though you're mavazi your COVID. Next. Hashaleach yad b'mitzvah lehenes menu koidem gmar asioso. Kigon b'nei Eli she'ochlu boso achar zrikas adam koidem haktoras haimurim. As it says, Shechov Oshilo, why? Mnei Beis Dvorim, Gilu Arayis, and Bizorim Kodoshim. Shehem Echsiv, Gambeterem, Yikto Esachelev, Ubuonar HaKohen, Vomar Lisho Zaver, Tno Boso Lissos the Kohen. The meat belongs to the Kohen. That piece of meat that he wanted is part of Matas Kuhuno. You couldn't wait until you maktir on the mizbeach. What does it mean? You put your desire, your physical desire, right, as that was the most prominent thing in your mind. You couldn't wait. That shows that what? That you consider your chshivus more than the chshivus ha-mitzvah. The kolel bazeh, she'ochel v'shose koidem tefillah. Shenemar, as it says, because Omer also yishachta achay geirich, atiki geirich ele geirich. After your body, geirich, no, after your ego. When someone eats before, right? It's because geirich, more than geirich, gluttony, right? There are two ways to look about eating before. Number one is, why are you wasting the food? Until Kodesh Baruch Hu grants you longer life, you may drop dead in 1 minute. What's the point of eating? You waste the food. Daven first, and ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to help. Then you have a fighting chance to make it through the day. So you make it to the next meal. But behind it is, that's kind of theological, but there's also plain gaita. Nothing. I think I like to word it a little bit differently. What comes in here is Avodah Zarah, called the God of autonomy. I used that term for you a number of times already. The big A. The big Avodah Zarah today is autonomy. What I want, what I need, that's it. The big I.
Ay.
He can't wait. Sixth, Hamavaze Mitzvah Shesova Einu Min HaTorah, Rak Mimedrash Chachamim, Chachaki Vazeh, Kilkofa BaTorah Kulo. Yidvar Hashem Bozo ze Omer Eil HaTorah Min HaShemayim. What is that? Unbelievable. You better know for mitzvah mitzvah, what's mitzvah and what's minhog, and even what's the reise and what's the rabbonon. Otherwise, you're not doing the mitzvah. Just someone says, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, I'll give you an example. own experience. The none knew him. Have a Hesig Lulav, but this way, this way, that way, that way. Eh, that's baloney. May take a Hesig Lulav, but it's fine. It's just chuckle around anyway. Why? I mean, such a, he's such a bokin called Mitzvah Hashem. The Nun is part of the Mitzvah. According to many, the Reise. Why? Because part of the Hesig Lulav is that is mamlich kadosh baruch hu on the dal ruchos olam. That's what the funny shakel esik lulav. What on shakel esik lulav for? It's a body language, an overt act that says I know kadosh baruch hu is above and below, side of me, back of me, etc. To make light of it, make fun of it. Hey, Toby, you gotta get it for me. From my son Mordechai. I would like to see it. I was there. One Sukkos. It was the bris of a grandson. Yeah. And Shlomo Kalbach Zechel Lebracha came to the bris, and he davened hollow. We have a film of it, and the Nanuim took 50 minutes. I was there, I saw it, I don't remember it anymore. Nice to see it again. The Bris boy is now Baruch Hashem, 50 years old. And so, yeah. Unfortunately, Karl Bach died 2 weeks later. Shlomo Kalbach was a chavrusa, my brother in Lakewood, and was close to our family all the years. Never let him down on my shul, though, because my members would walk out on him. Davin is judged by the clock. Chazen hein, chazen morgen, the best chazen in the world. If you can do it in 10 minutes, okay. That's a problem with a literature shul. Okay. We got this far. People, worth it to you? Want to continue? It's good. So yeah. We'll pick up again tomorrow. I'm interested. Okay, there's some mention. So, boys, listen, we have a problem this week. For Wednesday, I have to speak for the
IBC.
Our estranged brethren. Yeah. What was it? What little CB? What do you call it again?
IBC.
IBC. What's IBC for?
Isaac Brewer.
IBC, yeah.
Brewer
Isaac Brewer, yeah. Okay, but it's at what time is they getting?
11. Got a schedule.
11:50. So I'd like the class to join me. Yeah. We're going to talk about evolution.
Where is it going to be?
Yeah, I will tell you.
It's Wednesday, not.
Okay.
Hey, never mind. I doesn't say where.
It's room 209 on first hall.
What time?
We'll meet here at Mitzvah Hashem.
On Wednesday? On Wednesday.
Yeah, and we'll meet here regularly 11 o'clock. Maybe if your people are up to it, can you move it up a little bit so we get an hour, Chacha? Can we meet at 11:15?
Sure.
Okay.
So
oh, maybe it's meet at 10:30. Okay, can you make it 10:30? Meet at 10:30, okay. So we'll say shiur till 11:30.
All right. And then shiur is where?
Here. The shiur there is IBS is room 209 of first hall.
Are we still going to do Gemara shiur afterwards?
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah,
and
the IBC shear is 11:30. Okay, but we'll have the Chabur shear, so called 11 to 10:30.
11:50
is IBC shear. Okay, then starts. Then and the next problem I have is Thursday. That I don't know how we'll be able to make it. I have to be 12 noon at 31 West 52nd Street. You have that on yet? Okay, don't need that on now.